My life changed that day because I didn't have any carrots. I was driving home when the dark, threatening clouds that had been gathering all afternoon finally let loose, and it began to pour. It was April, so rain wasn't unexpected, but it couldn't have come at a worse time. All I wanted to do was go home and relax. But first, I had to stop at the grocery store and pick up some carrots. I planned on making chicken soup for dinner, and everyone knows you can't make chicken soup without carrots. Luckily, the grocery store was on my way home. I pulled into the parking lot and ended up parking so far away, I knew I'd get soaked. Did I really need those carrots? I turned off the engine, and without the wipers going, I could barely see out the windshield. I waited a few minutes, hoping the rain would let up. But when it didn't, I knew I'd have to make a run for it. Gathering my courage, I took a deep breath and jumped out of the car. I made a mad dash for the doors and nearly made it inside, only to find a massive puddle blocking my way. I was running too fast to stop, so I jumped. I barely made it over the center of the puddle before my feet splashed into the dirty water, sending it halfway up my pants and soaking my shoes. I stifled a curse. Now that I had made it this far, there was no turning back. It didn't matter that my shoes were squeaking and water trickled down my nose, or that my hair was now plastered against my neck. Nope. Come hell or high water, I was going to get those blasted carrots. I got to the produce aisle and triumphantly placed the carrots into my cart. I did it. So why did I feel let down? Where was the euphoria of accomplishing what I'd set out to do? It hit me that I'd been through all that for a measly bunch of carrots. What was I thinking? There had to be something else I needed. I had a sudden hankering for some Hostess cupcakes, yummy chocolate goodness with creamy whipped filling inside. While I was at it, why not pick up some more Diet Coke? I hated to run out, and it never hurt to have extra on hand. When I reached the checkout stand, I was feeling lots better. This hadn't been a wasted trip after all. As the checker placed the bags into my cart, someone screamed. My heart skipped a beat, and I flinched to hear an ear-splitting boom coming from the area near the bank. I stared in astonished disbelief as a man fell heavily to the floor, blood oozing from his chest. Another shot went off, and everyone scattered for cover. Everyone except me. My brain seemed to be moving in slow motion, and I stood there with my mouth open like a dummy. How could something like this be happening in my grocery store? The man with the gun pivoted and saw me staring at him. His eyes blazed with demented zeal, and he fired. Next thing I knew, someone was holding a cloth to my head and murmuring words I couldn't make out. His face was white, and when he spoke, his voice shook. I tried to ask him what was wrong, but the words just wouldn't come out of my mouth. What was I doing on the floor? What was that awful noise? I finally recognized the wailing sound of sirens. I seemed to jolt my senses awake, and I reached for my hurting head. I started to sit up and smashed a potato chip bag with my elbow. The bag exploded and sent chips flying everywhere. A nearby man gasped in horror. I tried to tell him that I hadn't meant to make such a mess, but he wouldn't listen. Instead, he kept trying to push me down, but There was no way I wanted to lay my hurting head on those greasy chips. Safe from the potato chips, I sat up fully. And the world started to tilt. Maybe sitting up hadn't been such a good idea. I concentrated on taking deep, even breaths and was rewarded when everything came into focus. Good. That had to mean I wasn't hurt too bad, right?